الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال تبارك وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with this great and honorable month of Ramadan, and it is very necessary for us to reflect, to revise, to think what the great value of this month is. For example, one of the great values that this is the month in which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes a nafil equal to a farad, and a farad is equal to 70 farais out of the month of Ramadan. And there also we should reflect a little that this is the real profit that a person can make. A person likes to make profit, but unfortunately we are short-sighted, so we only look at the profit of dunya, rands and cents profit, comfort of our bodies, etc. for dunya's sake. Whereas the real life is the life of the akhirat, which is eternal, which is forever. So for that we should prepare. So whole lives of dafil. And one nafil is so valuable, tahajjud is so valuable, ishraq is so valuable, awwabin is so valuable, the six rozas of shawwal are so valuable, all the nafil are so valuable, then can we imagine what is a farz? Whole lifetime's nafil cannot equal to a farz. And in this month, every nafil is equal to a farz. And in fact, also in this month, nafil namaz, the reward of it is so great for any nafil namaz a person makes in the day or night in Ramadan. Allah grants him a palace in Jannat which has got 60 doors, golden doors. And those doors are studded with rubies, red rubies and sapphires. And each door opens into a separate palace again. And in that palace is so big, there is a tree that if a person on a fast horse gallops for 500 years, he won't cover the shade of that tree. So how great, isn't it? So this month is so great, and a farz is equal to 70 farais. So we should be extremely happy that this is the season, this is the time to coin, to make it for the akhirat, to get as much as we can. And it is only one month, so we shouldn't waste a single moment. How much we can, we should try and do. Also, this month is so valuable that on the day of Qiyamah, which will be what a scorching day, the sun will be just overhead, at the bottom will be melting copper, and the people will be engaged in giving account of all their actions. At that time, they will see that there are people sitting in the shade of the Arsh of Allah, and wonderful dastarkhan is there with the best of food on it. They will say to Allah, who are these people? Why must we be giving an account here? And these people are eating so wonderfully. Allah Ta'ala will say, these are those people who fasted for me. So the fast, how valuable, isn't it? So all these virtues of the month of Ramadan, that during the day, all the fish in the water, in fact, all creation of Allah is making dua for the fasting person. And then at night, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from Maghrib till Sehri time, that time Allah is asking, what do you want of me? Allah is asking us, what do you want? Ask me and I will give it to you. So valuable month. And also the recitation of the Quran, it was revealed in this month. The recitation of it is so valuable, there is just no limit to it. And then on the other side also we should think that we have been blessed with this great month through the barakat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, our whole deen we have got was through the honor and the barakat and the rahmat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should, the rights of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also keep in mind through whom we got a ni'mat. If a person, your father gave you a big business, ready-made business, everything, it's for you now, you just run it. So you'll enjoy the business, you'll get the profit, but it doesn't behove you that you forget to thank your father, that he gave you this business here. Or whatever else, whatever ni'mat from whomsoever we get, we should make shukr to that person also. So Allah Ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, had chosen our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through whom we got the whole of deen, through whom we got our iman, through whom we got our ticket to Jannah. And then again, if we think a little bit further, what effort didn't Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam make to get the deen to us? What was the world plunged in? And what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam take all of mankind out from there and brought us into such a light and put us into this great light of Jannah from the worst of sins that a person could think? Worshipping a stone, an idol, which you make with your own hands, and then you worship that which you made. You made it and you worship that. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And again, from another point, if you think, the idol, if you make it sit, it's sitting all the time. It can't stand, it can't do anything on its own. If you make a ticket lie on one side, it can't turn its side and lay on the other side. It can't do anything for itself, only what you do. If you think of it from yet another angle, the people place food in front of the idols. They can't even eat that food. And if a fly comes and eat it, a rat, a mouse comes and eat it, they can't stop them also. They see this with their open eyes, and yet they worship. Who took us out of all that? If it wasn't for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today with all the intelligence what man claims to himself, whether it is the greatest aspects of technology, it boils down to that same idol worship. What is idol worship? Is a thing which cannot do for itself. How can it do for somebody else? The same way, if a person thinks my business is my sustainer, the business is, the doors are closed, the business says still, you don't come and open the doors, and you don't put goods in, and you don't run the shop, till then I can't give you profit. So the business is dependent on you, and you say, I can't live without you. So both are dependent on one another. So a thing that is dependent on something, that can't be a god, that can't be a thing that does your work for you. Medicine, the bottle is there. The doctor says it will give you shifa. The medicine itself can't give shifa also. But in any case, the medicine say, until you don't take the tablets and put them in your mouth and drink water and swallow them, I can't do anything for you. So till you don't serve the medicine say, I can't serve you. And the medicine on its own also can do absolutely nothing. It's only the hukam which Allah puts in there. If Allah means more illnesses in that medicine, and it's common talk that medicines cause side effects. And then with the other side effects you have to take other medicines, and they cause other side effects, and they cause again other side. So it's a vicious cycle which does not come to an end. So it is only Allah alone who does everything. And He sent Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This world is a world of cause and effect. Allah could have given hidayat. Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That you cannot give hidayat, O my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to whom you wish to. It is whom Allah gives hidayat. But Allah has kept this cause and effect. For Musa alayhi salam, in the one place Allah Ta'ala says that Allah has sent him for hidayat of mankind. So that Allah refers to Musa alayhi salam giving hidayat. In another ayat, Allah makes it clear that Allah is the one that gives hidayat. With regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and all his miracles, Allah repeats so many times, bi-idhnillah, bi-idhnillah, bi-idhnillah. What great miracles. People could have got doubts that he's got divine powers. But Allah everywhere made it clear it was all by the command of Allah, bringing the dead alive, making the born blind to see again. All this was only by the command. of Allah Ta'ala. So any case, Allah had sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as a complete embodiment. We have sent you nothing but as a mercy. Only mercy you are. And the warnings which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has sounded are also a mercy. If somebody asks you directions, how can I go to the certain place? You show him directions. But at the same time, you tell him, be careful, there are speed traps also. There's a hot spot for hijackings also. So just bear things you, which a person doesn't like to hear, but it's of your kindness you are telling him. You are warning him that he must watch out for the speed trap. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who warned us about the sins and gunas that will lead us to Jahannam, this is also the ayn, the exact mercy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he has done so much for us, then he has got rights over us also. And it is absolutely essential that we fulfill those rights. Like our parents, they do so much. Mother gave birth to us. Father was the cause of us coming into this world. Allah Himself has fixed so much rights of the parents. Everyone else, the rights which have been fixed, for the favors that are upon the people, then there are rights which are also included. So it is very necessary that we keep in mind the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and try and fulfill them as much as we can. Of course, nobody can explain all the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and even one right in detail, who can explain, and even less, who can fulfill it. But that desire, that jazba, that feeling must be there, and we must be moving in that direction. Allah is satisfied with that also. We mustn't be totally unmindful, as though the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is not in our life also. As though we got nothing to do with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So a few rights I will mention, which are just a few basic rights. The one is Iman bir Rasul. We must have full convincing Iman that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the son of Amina, who was born in Makkatul Mukarrama, is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And Rasul means the one who has brought the message of Allah to us. He is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. He has brought Allah's message, and is the true Rasul, and he has brought exactly the deen and the teachings which Allah had given to him, that he has brought to us. Another very important aspect of Iman bir Rasul, that he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the seal and the finality of Risalat and of Nabuwat. No other Nabi in any way can come after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To understand this so easy, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that if somebody claims prophethood, that he says, I'm a prophet, and somebody feels we must be objective, we must find out, and you ask that person, what is your proof? Just by asking what is your proof, you lose your Iman. In other words, you cannot entertain the thought, there is no possibility. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a complete seal to all Nabis and all Rasuls. No Rasul can come. There is no question in any form, in any way, that any Rasul can come. There are other aspects, but they will come with the others. Then the next right of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Muhabbate Rasul. That we should have that real true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah reward the ulama-i kiram who have explained this in great detail. One is a natural love from the heart. Without reason also you love somebody, you love something, it's a natural love. And one is a mental love. That you think that, oh, this person has done so much for me, etc. So the mental love is absolutely for us. And then we must upgrade it, try and make it that we reach that stage that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love is more greater in our hearts than our own selves also. Like this, we don't rethink that how much I love myself. Normally we think of, I love somebody else, I love my mother, my father, my wife, my children, my business, my car. But if we really think about it, which we seldom do, then we'll realize the greatest love we have is for ourselves. Like for example, may Allah save us all, if there is an emergency situation, a fire in the house, then it is very few people who will worry even of their own children. who will worry of their wife, who will worry of their aged parents who can't do anything. At such a time, the true love of a person worries about himself. And when he's safe, then he will think, now, let me save the other people. And the teachings like that, we see in the aeroplane, that in case of an emergency, they tell you, first, use that breathing mask or whatever it is yourself, and then see to the children, to the child or somebody else. They teach that also. And in Islam, we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were more concerned of the next person. In fact, this is made so vivid and clear in the hadith. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I love myself more than what I love you. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, in that case, O Umar, your iman is still not perfect. It is there, you have got that iman. By the barakat of the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his du'as and tawajjuh, then immediately Allah blessed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that now I've got more love for you than myself. And the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum showed it. A lady comes with a little baby for jihad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what are we going to do with a baby in jihad? She said, use him as your shield. So what love they had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this we have to do. But the bare minimum is, at least we think of the great favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who in this world is the only person that is the cause of us, insha'Allah, to get completely safe from Allah's azab. In this world also, in the qabr also, Qiyamah day also, thereafter also, and go to Jannah. So how thankful, al-insanu abdul ihsan, whoever has done a favor to you, you are slave to that person. And then we should, and that also inshallah we will discuss in front, how to develop that love. And the natural love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is more than what we love, than what we love ourselves, our parents, our children, anything else. We love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam more. Then together with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there must be azmat-e rasool, the respect and honor of our Rasul. In love, for example, you love your wife, but how sometimes carefree talk you have with her. You address her in any old fashion, and it is accepted in the family. You speak to her in any way, she speaks to you in any way. In that love, friends who love one another, and they, sometimes how they will shout at one another, what names they will call one another. So this love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a love with azmat and respect. It is like, for example, to understand it a bit more clearly, you're a little child, even you will slap his mother. But if he slaps his father, he won't just do that. Father will take out his eyes for him. So what your mother, the child will demand so many things. But normally with the father, it's a different story. There is more respect. So our love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be total love, but with total respect also. And the love of Allah also must be total love and with total respect. Don't use any words that show any informality also. With your friend you are informal, with the family you are informal, but with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the words that we use also. And therefore durood also, many buzurgs have written beautiful duroods also, but the safest is to use the ones that are sunnah of the great buzurgs, because they have kept everything in its limit. Otherwise, a person in love, on the one side you must have this total love, but on the other side again, don't go over the limits of love also. Which Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi says, مَدَّعَتْهُ النَّصَارَى فِي نَبِيِّهِمْ. Give up, don't say those things what the Nasara said about their Nabi. They went so much in love that they called Isa alayhi salam the son of God. They called Isa alayhi salatu wasalam God himself. So don't go to that limit. And the disrespect, don't go to this limit that you don't show. The in-between path is the path of Islam. And in Islam, we find also there are people who went over the limit in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they believe that he is hazir nadir, he is present everywhere. That is also going over the limit. Only Allah is present everywhere. And nobody else can be present everywhere, not even an angel. not even a farishta. It is only Allah alone who is who is omnipresent, that who is omnipotent, who is everywhere, who is present everywhere. It is only Allah Ta'ala, nobody else. So the limits also we must keep, that our love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam together with his azmat. And in the azmat also, da'athu an-nasara fi nabiyihim wansub ila dhatihi ma shi'it. And then besides that, in praises you can refer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever praises you want to. But don't go over that limit, and don't go under this limit either. So that is another right. Iman bi Rasul we must have. And then muhabbat e Rasul. And if as we develop that muhabbat, then we will enjoy following sunnahs. We will enjoy reading Durood Sharif. Otherwise, it's a matter of finishing numbers. And that is all what we want to do. And then this azmat of Rasul. And how much of azmat we have got? Tawfiq will come from Allah Ta'ala to practice more upon the sunnahs. So the third right of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is azmat e Rasul. And then the fourth right, and perhaps which is one, all are so important, itaat e Rasul. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has come so that we follow in his footsteps. So this is also very important. And the more we will follow in the footsteps of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the more the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come. This ayat, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ اِتِّبَعَ. One time when Maulana Yusuf Ludhianwi Rahmatullah Alayhi had visited us in our country, he was here in Azadwal, and he said, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. So he says, make the translation of فَاتَّبِعُونِ. I was sitting in front, I told, اِتِّبَع. He said, you have made Arabic translation with an Arabic word. اِتِّبَع is also an Arabic word, that's not a translation. So then he explained that qadam ba qadam, that as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life, in every aspect we try and bring that into us. How he went to bed, how he got up, how he went to the toilet, how he made namaz. So this ittiba'i Rasul, in everything, how he treated his wife, how he treated the neighbors, how he treated the people that he made agreements with. Everything we should try and bring that. The dressing of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. One time, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was here with all our Akabir. It was an international ijtima, all were here. One person invited Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on the last day when they were leaving for breakfast. So Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had become informal with that person. So he told him, no, I won't come, no, I won't come to your house. So he said, Maulana, I'm inviting you. We have become so close over this period that you were here. So he said, you, for what are you inviting me? So he said, for breakfast. He said, you're not inviting me for breakfast. Then for what? He said, for barakat. He said, that's true, I want your barakat. He says, my barakat won't come in your house when your whole house, where you're going to feed me, is all Western style. The sofa, the couches, etc., all that. He says, without the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how will barakat come? And he says, if you take that out and no buzur comes to your house, there will be the biggest barakat, the barakat of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And now if a buzur comes, barakat will increase also. When that. So this is that ittiba in every aspect of our lives. We have to work towards that. Our dressing, our lifestyle, our everything we try and bring according to the sunnah. And here also, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion in the Ulama Bayan in Raiwin said that today we won't travel on camels. But the love and the desire, the urge must be in the heart. How nice if it was today that we could be still travelling on camels, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Allahu Akbar. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's camel amongst other animals is one animal that will be in Jannat also. So that desire should be in us. And today we know from a practical point of view, Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama can't be like it was in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. The amount of crowds and the people and the facilities. But the desire must be that if I could see that Medina of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that urge must be there, that ittiba. And how much we can go closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifestyle, so much we are progressing. Our progress is not to go in front. Our progress is to go back and follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ittiba'i Rasul we must try. And nobody can explain the details of it. And who can live the details of following the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is also ittiba'i Rasul is a great right of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then zikre Rasul. To remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this remembrance of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase that natural love the more. And there are two main ways of zikr Rasul. One is salawat, durood sharif, that we try and read durood sharif as much as we can. Now each one of us, let us ask ourselves, especially those who are staying here, we have given this talk, that how much durood am I reading on a daily basis? And then on Friday, am I increasing my durood? Or is it that even a Friday and not one durood on my tongue also? And by reading durood sharif, and think of the meanings of it also, and see how much it will increase our love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should try and read salawat. And the best salawat are those that have come in the hadith. Otherwise, what many great, great buzurgs have written, great, great duruds, and Dalailul Khairat, many other kitabs where all these duruds are, and durood sharif, very short, the barakat of it is untold. How lot of benefits in recitation of salawat of durood sharif. So we should try and increase our durood sharif on a Friday also. Every day we should read durood. Other zikre rasul is to try and have continuously a kitab on seerah, on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read regularly. In fact, my good friend, Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Rahmat Barakatum, just before Ramadan told me that now in Ramadan is the month of Quran Sharif. But after Ramadan, read daily just on the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is so Mubarak. And it brings so much of ruhaniyat, and so much of closeness and love, and so much of value in a person. Every aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any and every aspect, anything that is attached in any way to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, has only got barakah. So we should try and keep a kitab of seerat, whether we read half a page, read quarter page, read two pages, but regularly. And just and a person who will read a seerat kitab from the beginning, when he comes to the end, he won't be able to help it, but the tears flow from his eyes. When he will have read of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and such a great, 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 great personality now has left the world. And now go and read Salatul Salam at Rozai Mubarak. And then see the effect of that Salatu Salam. Now read Durood Sharif. Now see what Itaati Rasul and what Zikri Rasul, that natural love of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, how it develops within a person. Then comes Fikri Rasul. What was the fikr of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He has reached all this. Allah sent him with a specific mission. What was this mission? What was the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I've not been sent as a businessman to this world, but I've been sent to read tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. And other places, Allah makes it clear, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min Rabbi. Convey that which Allah has sent to you, whether it is an alim teaching in a darul ulum and teaching the whole of deen, whether it is a simple ordinary person in tabligh jamaat, moving in the rural areas, in the jungles, wherever it might be, and conveying the message of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So each one of us, we cannot be satisfied only with our own ibadat, our own islah. But what was that is also the fikr of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our tazkiyah, our islah, but at the same time fellow persons. Even if we are sitting in i'tikaf, are we making dua for the people everywhere? Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali should spend his time almost throughout the year, and Ramadan more, from Asr to Maghrib, in a standing position. Today we can't stand to make bayan for little while. We need a chair, we have to sit. But Hazrat Ji should stand and make dua for one country. And for not only the religious problems, but if there is a war in that country for that, if there is famine, if there is droughts there, if there are strikes there, whatever, he should make dua for one country. That was the fikr. Who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen? And whose ummatis are we? We are the ummatis of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. It bring that within us. This is so important. So what then? Fikre Rasul also. And together with that, one last basic right of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ziyarat-e Rasul. To go and visit Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That urge must be there. And when we read our durood also, visualize. It's not in actual fact, but visualize. I'm at Rozai Mubarak. And I'm reading and read with that adab to or the durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we can, then go and make ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In fact, we always say, I'm going for umrah. But sometimes make the niyat of going specifically for ziyarat. And I will make umrah also since I'm there. Yes, we go for umrah and we are there. So we go and make ziyarat also. But sometimes in the days of the past, people should send other people, like we said, for Hajj Badal, just to go and read salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on their behalf. They should send them specifically for that purpose. So these few basic rites, through whom we now got not only Ramadan, we got Quran Sharif, we got Namaz, we got our whole deen, we got how to live as human beings, was all from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the rites of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Iman is most important. And then Muhabbat-e Rasul, Azmat-e Rasul, and then Itaat-e Rasul, and then Zikr-e Rasul, Fikr-e Rasul, and Ziyarat-e Rasul. May Allah give us all tawfiq, let it not only be words, but really that we take it to heart, and we try and bring as much as we can into our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.